Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. We're so glad you're joining us today as we dive into the chilly charm of winter. As the hustle and bustle of the holiday season begins to fade, we find ourselves in a unique moment where the world seems to slow down, inviting us to do the same. So, whether you're sitting by the fire with a cup of tea, braving the chill outdoors, or finding comfort in a cozy nook, winter offers us a chance to pause, reflect, and recharge. Karen and I can't wait to get started.
Here's what I love about wintertime. I'm going to hop right in and just say that word, hibernation. The days get darker earlier. We're turning inward. Mother Nature is turning inward. Everything is slowing down. There's a real pull in society to continue the loud and the chaos of commercialism and the get out there and you got to get gifts and you got to do this and you got to be with everybody and you got to be happy all the time. And I just want to call it, I'm like, sometimes no. And also, it's not about that. The winter season is about turning inward, reflecting, having some introspective time to think about this past year, all that has transpired, all the goals that you've undoubtedly reached, and setting new intentions for the coming year and the spring season when things start to open back up. I just love this idea of going inward and giving ourselves permission. It's okay. Nature's like, yeah, this is what we do.
Yes.
Every year, 'tis the season.
Yeah. Episode inspiration is literally everywhere. This came from a family chat. We were discussing winter. There was this early season snow, and I use that term loosely because snow is just like little.
Right. It's like, oh, was there drop of snow? Right,
was that snow? Blink too fast, you missed it. And my aunt said, I used to hate it too, but now I like the stillness of winter. Everything kind of slows down. And I was like, yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about that. Let's dig into that. What is winter inviting us to do?
And I wonder if that idea or focus comes into play as we age, as we gain wisdom and balance of perspective. Is that something that naturally occurs? And if so, can we also encourage people in other generations to understand the importance and power of this time?
Absolutely. There was a generational difference between hated and I used to. And I took that, I was like, oh, let me accelerate my learning and embrace this slowdown. Don't just look at it as, oh my gosh, it's cold. Okay, it's cold. And
yep, that's a temperature thing. What about it?
And maybe take that and accelerate my learning to the appreciation of it, to embrace it as, you know, I can slow down too.
It indicates that disconnect from our historic primal nature, relying on the seasons, having to slow down. There's no electric light, right?
Yeah.
There's caves and you just sort of have to do what nature is leading the way on.
Yeah.
And we've disconnected from that with all of the modern conveniences and technology. And I believe it's still really paramount to our well-being, right?
That
to still
slowing,
follow those
seasonal
cycles
slowing.
Of nature.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you said a little bit earlier about the hibernation and how it's very natural for us to want to respond to the slowing down ourselves because the environment is slowing down. Plants are going dormant. I mean, we got Fat Bear Week, so the bears are getting ready to go into hibernation. I feel that we as humans should also retreat to our burrows.
We should retreat to our burrows to pause and reflect and shift from the busyness of spring and summer to the stillness of winter.
I love that so much. This is something that yoga teaches us when we're on the mat, to just be okay with sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily even have to go through the asanas, the different yoga positions and sequences. You could sit there and breathe, and you'd get off that mat in 30 minutes feeling just about as good as you did moving everything. That idea of really reconnecting, just deeply connecting to yourself and your breath and emotions and all of the things.
So while modern conveniences and technology may have altered how we experience winter, many of us can still find ways to embrace the slower rhythm. That includes taking time off work to enjoy the holidays, engaging in winter hobbies, or simply reflecting and relaxing indoors with family and friends. I'm gonna do all of those except for I don't know what a winter hobby is.
A winter hobby. Let's see.
My brain goes Little House on the Prairie, like right by the fireside, and we're sewing or knitting or something.
Knitting socks.
Weaving. We're doing indoor crafts.
Indoor crafts. Things that are artistic and useful at the same time.
Wait for spring.
As we wait for all of the thaw.
There are several benefits to our physical and mental well-being to slowing down in the winter. Physically, colder weather often encourages us to seek warmth and comfort, leading to more indoor activities. Emotionally, winter can be a time for deeper contemplation and connection with ourselves. Like, yes, please.
Yes.
So winter encourages rest and recovery. Winter is a natural time for rest. Slowing down allows physical recovery from the year's busyness, letting your body heal and recharge. I never thought about it that way. Like, I'm just so ready to get to spring.
Yes, right. You were like, let's just skip over this and get to the sunshine and new blooms and buds. You know, every night when we go to sleep, our body is resting and healing and regenerating cells and rejuvenating. And so winter is an extended version of that. We have this period of 2 to 3 months where we get to do that, not just during sleep, where we get to rest our bodies and our minds. And I cannot express, my explorer friends, how important it is to be okay with letting yourself do nothing and to just be. And you know what? You're worth it. And if you're starting to panic at the thought of being alone with your thoughts and emotions, then guess what? You likely need to be alone with your thoughts and emotions.
That's a pretty big indicator that you need to do it.
Yeah. If you're resisting this or feeling a little bit of anxiety or panic, it's probably something that will be really good to get into your toolkit to practice. Little moments of, let's take 10 minutes here, let's take 30 minutes here. You are amazing and beautiful. You are enough. You are worthy. There is nothing about you that is broken or wrong. So just settle in, slow down, and love yourself.
Winter benefit of enhanced creativity. With a slower pace, creativity often has more space to flourish. You can find time to engage in hobbies or explore new interests, which can be fulfilling and inspiring during the long winter months. I mean, if we're going to be inside, might as well find something new to do.
Exactly. I mean, you could just binge watch everything that's on and all the content and all the, or this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to learn how to play bass. This winter, I'm going to learn how to play bass, continue with sewing projects, and I've got a new ride. So I'm going to be practicing my motorcycle skills. I have those intentions for the winter months.
It's interesting that slowing down boosts creativity. It gives it more room because we're too busy running from this thing to that thing. When we lean into rest and recovery, we're boosting our ability to think outside the box or try something new. We're giving ourselves permission.
Yes. In this training I just did, they talked about the three levels: having, doing, and being. Often we come at it in that order. in our society. Mm-hmm. I have all the things. I got the things. Now I'm going to do all the things. And then I'll be at rest. Then I'll be okay with myself. Be at peace. Be congruent with who you are. Be at peace with who you are so that you can do the work you are purposefully called and meant to do so that you can have the things that will support you being and doing the things that are true to you.
It's one of my favorite ways to talk about people transitioning from human doings to human beings. Mm-hmm. You got to start being.
And that's what the stillness of winter gives us the opportunity to do, to be in the state of beingness.
Benefit: improved sleep. A slower schedule can promote better sleep habits. With less rushing around, you may find it easier to develop a calming nighttime routine, leading to improved quality of rest. I read a study that humans actually need more sleep in the winter. The study said that REM sleep is 30 minutes longer in winter. You actually need more rest.
Cue the hibernation model. The bears, they know. They're like, we're getting some good REM. We're getting extra REM.
And I love how all three of these, the rest and recovery, the enhanced creativity and sleep, they play well together. Like,
they do.
When you're sleeping that deep sleep, your recovery is better, which means your creativity can also be enhanced.
Right. You're like, here's this space. Here's this rest. Now imagine all the things that you want to bring forth, all the creativity.
Absolutely. So as we recognize the importance of slowing down during the winter months, it's equally essential to appreciate how these moments of stillness can spark joy in our daily lives. Simple pleasures like curling up with a cozy blanket, a warm cup of hot chocolate, or our mulled cider can create a feeling of comfort and peace. Mm-hmm. Is it tidings? Good tidings? Tidings of comfort and peace?
Tidings of comfort and joy.
Comfort and joy.
Tidings of comfort and joy. What's impactful about that is that we are sensory beings, right? Mm-hmm. And we have something warm in our hands that smells a particular way and tastes a particular way. Our bodies are like, oh, this is comfort. This is comfort time. Okay, I'm in. You know, and we like blood pressure drops and heart rate rests a little bit. And we just sort of maybe mentally slow down the chatter. It's great. It's such a good indicator. Our sensories are so powerful. We talk about the sense of smell just bringing us back to a memory from when you were 5 years old or a particular person. Or I hear whistling and I'm like, there's my grandma. And she's passed 30 years ago. It's just amazing how our senses can affect our reality. We're taking it in and we have memories and programming associated with those things. This is the best of programming when you have these comforting smells, flavors, and temperatures. It helps you to feel cozy and safe. Yeah.
Okay, let's keep on the five senses track. What about the holiday lights and decorations, taking a stroll? Like, I know historically, like, we've gone out and do like the Sunday rides where you go and look at everyone's holiday decorations. That's just fun.
Yeah.
And warming. You're like, oh, well, look. So we have the smell. We have the touch of the warm, cozy blanket and the warm mug, the sights, sounds. Let's go caroling.
Yeah.
Or in this case, holiday karaoke.
I cannot.
Just gathering together. There is joy in that. Winter pulls us together inside with our people, with our family, with our puppies.
Yes. Our chosen family, whoever helps us to feel good and to love and celebrate us and celebrate each other and just connect. It's such a beautiful time to just simply connect, right? Doesn't have to be, you know, crazy big group or, you know, all
one
the
or two.
We're doing all the gifts or we're having those firecracker thingies, whatever they're called, those, you know, those, what do you do though, those things that you pull apart and they're at Christmas time.
I see them, but I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, they have like a fortune inside or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you don't need to do all the showy stuff. You literally just need to show up and hug each other and spend time together.
Joy in the form of baking or seasonal flavors, gingerbread and peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
I love winter for the gift of apples, like baked apple treats, apple pie. I do a caramel apple cheesecake usually. I haven't done one this year yet. Might be a January, February thing.
Winter's still going.
Winter is still wintering by
you
then.
You put cinnamon and butter on anything, but especially apples.
Butter.
And I'm like, oh yeah.
Butter.
Butter.
And bacon. butter, bacon, and garlic. Just give me those.
Just all those things.
By embracing the small joys that fuel our senses, we can cultivate a sense of gratitude and contentment, even in winter.
Especially
in winter. Especially in winter.
You've got this blank canvas and this slow down. What do you want to feel, be, do now? Options, time, space.
Yeah.
What a gift.
I found a song.
Ooh. I was wondering.
That I feel it's a duet that is talking about the feelings of winter and the sentiment of togetherness that I think winter highlights. The song is Winter Song by Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid
Michaelson. Yes, that's amazing. Oh, shall we?
Yeah.
Are we going to do it right now?
We're going to do it right now.
We're going to just do it. We're just taking
listen,
it. Taking our time. Here we go.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Yars on that one.
Well,
that's a capital Y-E-S.
Winter Song by Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson.
And they sonically show winter, like between their voices and the melody and lyrics and the strings. I'm like, that equals winter.
This is absolutely a winter song.
It felt like winter.
Is love alive?
And it's reminding me of the idea of with the slowdown, and some might even say the emptiness or the emptying out, right? It breathes, gives way to, allows for opportunity, new growth, new life, relationships, all of the things buried underground, under the soil and under the snow. There's still life. Is love alive? Yes, indeed. It's just a little deeper right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do not know how appropriate this song would be.
Ooh, yeah. I want to send it around.
I know you do. But I think you just live the lyrics.
Right.
Gonna send you love and light until spring comes.
Yeah.
Karen and I are continuing to embrace the stillness of winter. After our song, it is time for the question of the day.
The QOTD.
What's your favorite way to slow down during the winter months?
I like to take full days and stay in my jammies. Drink tea throughout the day. I mean, not always caffeinated. And take out a good book.
Oh, yeah.
Or work on something that I've been wanting to spend some time on. And just allowing myself that time and space. I have to be in my jammies. I'll walk the dog in my jammies. I'm staying in my jammies. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing errands. I'll get myself all set, get the pantry and the fridge loaded up. I'm just going to stay and just be.
I love that.
Mm.
My favorite way to slow down is very Hygge. It involves cozy socks and maybe the fireplace is on, comfy clothing. There's cozy socks, blanket, warm something, and like you with a book. It's a very Hygge experience. I just want to be cozy.
Yeah, and support the physicality of that, or create the conditions for that coziness on your skin and outside you so that you can feel cozy inside.
Yeah, and then there's another holiday slowdown. Is this a slowdown? Like baking? I'm more inclined to bake, especially things that require more steps, like cinnamon rolls. Like, I'm more inclined to do that in winter than I am. And I'm like, it's hot already. I don't want to do these things.
Right. I think it's the space that's created with the slowdown. You're more likely to take the time, pull together the ingredients, look up a recipe, take it step by step, perhaps even enjoin someone in your family, do that together and just take your time. There's such joy in baking something, eating something that you've baked that's still warm. And then the warm and cozy goes inside into your stomach.
Yes. All right. I found a quote from a quotation anthologist. Terry.
Is that a thing? I'm sorry. I had to interrupt.
Now.
A quotation anthologist.
That's what Terry said.
Someone who pulls quotes together. And their name again is?
Terry. I think it's Guillemets. G-U-I-L-L-E-M-E-T-S. Guimet.
Guimet. Okay, Terry.
Terry, the quotation anthologist said, "Winter is the slowdown. Winter is the search for self. Winter gives the silence we need to listen. Mm. Winter goes gray so we can see our own colors."
Ba-bam, Terry. I love that. I mean, I loved all of it, but that last line, yeah. winter goes gray so we're able to see our own colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with that slowdown season, seeing your own colors involves connecting with yourself and your deep self and aligning with your truth. And that is so much more attainable when you are really slowing it down in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's exploration of the stillness and beauty of winter. We hope this episode has inspired you to embrace the season's slower pace and find joy in the little moments that warm your soul. Until next time, find peace in the quiet and cherish the magic of this beautiful season.
Our beautiful friends, don't be afraid to slow down and be still and experience the magic of that. We're so glad you joined us. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.